The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
About to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl Lindabot, 7:05 in the morning, Friday the 13th, July 13th. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And good morning, Sungold and Craig and me and Bad Bob.
Friday the 13th, huh?
Yeah. Oh, do you feel lucky? Huh?
It's going to be great day.
Tell me, Punk, do you feel lucky?
No.
Hey, Bad Bob bought an 850-pound barbecue yesterday. And here's one of the great things about having
roughly
a truck.
The size of a small car.
Well, yeah. A small bull. And here's the great thing about owning a truck. Hey, Hey, buddy. And it's the first time that Bad Bob's called me buddy in two and a half, maybe 3 years. He goes, hey, buddy, what are you doing tomorrow? This was yesterday. What are you doing today? After the thing, we had, commercials. Yeah, I've been working really hard on that, doing some extra stuff. Hey, how about help me move the barbecue? He's just a little Weber type. And I went, sure. He said, yeah. I said, why don't you just put it in the back of your Jeep? And Bad Bob goes, well, it's a little bit bigger than that. So then we go down to get it. You know what? It's as tall as Linda. It's got to be like
I think it weighs
feet
more than
long, weighs more than Linda. And I go, well, how are we supposed to get this up in the truck? Oh, we can get help. And so the other guy comes over. We lift it up in the truck. And then my question as I'm driving it down the road is, well, how do we get it out of the truck?
Gravity.
Yeah. Well, that gravity works.
Just the two of you?
You're on number four. There we go. Somebody swapped your mic. Somebody moved your cheese.
They moved your mic. That's
right. When did that happen?
I would assume last night.
That happened last night. And you know, I was really kind of bugged with the way that, why is it so loose? Anyway, gosh. So that's what was going on.
Anyway,
last night.
This you bought it down at Orchard.
Orchard Supply.
Orchard Supply. Now this thing is a combo propane, charcoal smoker. What's that other thing over there?
That is a searing rack, so you can take the meat and sear it on the outside to seal in the juices, then you throw it onto the barbecue itself, and it makes for a better cook.
Okay.
But it'll smoke, too.
For all you venison, all you deer hunters out there, you could cook the whole deer on this thing at one time.
So anyway. Also, you can put coals on it.
Yeah, you can.
Right,
it's really kind of cool.
It's got a firebox for $400 bucks with it.
And you want one of these, don't you, Carl?
No, and I'll tell you why. Because if I get one, you'll make me want to use it. Why don't you go out and smoke that? Or
I
why don't
like
you go
the difference.
And I'll say it's 108 degrees out there.
There's a difference between coal, totally, for me, because when we took a trip down to Camp Pendleton, where we stayed had coal. So, excuse me, it's one of those little Weber things. And, I kept saying, wow, the salmon tastes so much different. Well, because it was cooked on coal. I haven't had anything on coal for a long time. So, really quite a difference. So, you can have an array.
You can do it all.
All right there at your fingertips.
Do it all.
You can do it all. Let me do the weather, will you?
Okay, do the weather.
Okay, we're climbing up to, it's 71 degrees right now, it looks like today. There are areas of smoke, and of course they're saying, be careful with the smoke and all that good stuff. Around 100 degrees, we're climbing to that today, mostly clear tonight with 67. Now tomorrow is going to be around 99. Recommend, if you're getting, and you want to go out to dinner, come to Anselmo Vineyards tomorrow night, because I'm going to be singing with, it's a last minute thing that happened, and it's beautiful up there in Inwood. We talk about 16 miles, but it's clear up there. It's really funny. It's one of those microclimates. It's just different. They grow great wine.
It's cooler.
It's right. It is. And as soon as you get back out, it's just about nine miles south of Shingletown. It's really nice up there. So come up tomorrow night. I'll be up there with Bob Cassendis on guitar, Andy Uli on bass, and Lou White doing his beautiful saxophone, clarinet, flute. And I'm going to be singing.
He plays the spoons.
It's going to be fun.
He plays, he puts these cymbals between his knees.
Or you can come up and play the spoons.
And he clangs his knees together.
Tomorrow night in Salmo Vineyards, 474-5546. The reservations for tomorrow night. Market Minute, one of our favorite portions of our show, is to hear what's happening in the market from Wells Fargo expert Josh Wiley. Good morning.
Hey, well, good morning. Stock index futures suggest a higher open. Speculation that policymakers may act to boost growth. Currently, the Dow's up 147 points at 12,720, while the NASDAQ is up 29 at 2,896, and the S&P 500's up 16 at 1,350. Oil's up 72 cents this morning at $86.80 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury's yielding 2.59%. Gold's up $24.20 at $1,589, while silver's up 31 cents at $27.48 an ounce. Some of our more actively traded stocks this morning, Coca-Cola's up a half a buck at $77.13, AT&T's up 27 cents at $35.15, while GE's up a quarter at $19.70. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thanks a lot. We have the Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:10 in the morning. Head on down to Park Marina Drive and get their expert advice. And today, just to remind everybody, of course, our show goes from 7 to 9. And then we have our Shasta Startup, our local show. Kent Dagg will be here today, and he's got a great guest. And then, of course, the Bold Truth following that from 10 to 11 with Ed K. Blue and Wampus. They're getting a lot of attention on some of the things they're saying. I got a lot of great guests coming in, and I know that they've been doing a lot of work on what's happening in the economy. Anyway, we'll be right back. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Favorite table games right now at Wind River Casino, where locals play. We're offering everyday favorites like blackjack. You can't go wrong with the classic. Is single deck blackjack hand pitched more your style? Three card poker, four card poker, Emperor's Challenge Pie Gal poker, Lucky Lady bonuses and craps. A cut above the rest with you, the player, in mind. Offering the hottest variety of table games in the North State. Play in our bi-weekly $1,000 guaranteed 21 tournament Thursdays at 6 o'clock. Prize pool based on 40 participants. The bigger the crowd, the bigger the payout. Indulgent party in the pit from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. 7 days a week for happy hour buck bet. $1 minimum bet. Yes, that's right. $1 minimum bet. All games, all tables in the 21 pit. Ladies, play your cards right. Ladies night. Saturdays from 6 p.m. to 2 a.m. offering you a $3 minimum bet. No one else in town offers this. We'll make each gaming experience better than your last. For details, log on to WindRiver.com. More games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Casino. It's better on the river.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis from Gramavaglia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
I'm attorney Lucky Jasrani, and I help people here in the North State who are going through tough financial times and struggling with debt. Here's what a few people had to say about their experience at my law firm.
With the economy change, I lost my job and had to take a big salary cut.
I tried to work with the credit card companies, but no one seemed to care, even though I had been with them for 20 years.
If it hadn't been for Mr. Jasrani, I would have lost my car, my savings, and wages to debt collectors.
These testimonials and endorsements do not constitute a guarantee, warranty, or prediction regarding the outcome of your legal matter.
Alliance Heating and Air wants you to be cool and comfortable. We are committed to the highest level of quality and customer services and believe it should not cost you a dollar more for your peace of mind. Alliance Heating and Air offers the absolute best in installation, repair, and maintenance. We're here for your heating and air conditioning emergencies 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Find out more at homecomfort.org. That's homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. We look forward to serving you at just the right temperature.
Thank you. This is Ed K. Blue at KCNR 1460 AM, inviting you to listen to our show, Bold Truth with Ed K. Blue and Wampus, on Fridays from 10 to 11 AM, where we explore and expose what is and what isn't the bold truth.
Please join us on our quest for the truth. It will change the way you think and what you believe.
The Bold Truth, Fridays on KCNR 1460 AM.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. It's Friday. We can tell because Linda and I are punching each other in the stomach.
Hot time summer in the city.
Yeah. It is 7:15 on Friday the 13th. I told you don't let it be. You know what? Can I talk about Friday the 13th just for a second?
Sure. Sure show.
Oh, here we go. You know what? This is what. Welcome to my world today.
Come on,
Friday the 13th. This year, there are three Friday the 13ths. January 13th, April 13th, and, of course, July 13th. And guess what? They're all 13 weeks apart.
How weird.
You know, why are people scared of the number 13?
How about some of the movies?
Well, they say, yeah, well, that helps. The Last Supper. You know, you had the 13 and, you know, the 12. Now, they say, or is it because it follows the great number of 12? 12 months. 12 eggs in a dozen, or 12 eggs in a dozen, 12 zodiac signs, the whole thing. There's so many good 12, you know, things associated with the number 12. Friday the 13th in 1307, thousands of Knight Templars were arrested and put to death, and many of them put to death by the French monarchy.
Ooh.
And if you are afraid of Friday the 13th, you may have, you ready? You might put your finger over the dump button on this one, Bad Bob, because it's got a strange word in it that I may just completely mispronounce. Frigatriscadecopia.
So that's Friday with Frigatriscadecopia.
Now, that's the fear of Friday the 13th.
Atropia.
No, phobia.
Phobia.
Frigatriscadecophobia. Okay. Anyway, your turn.
Well, we have a caller, and of course, we love to have our callers weigh in. Always.
Oh, okay.
Robert, good morning. What's on your mind?
That's right.
Well,
we,
good morning, you too. Good morning, Carl. Good morning.
Good morning.
Linda.
Told Robert morning. To call in this morning. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, Robert, you want to talk about something that's going on?
Yes, I had an incident with Lowe's, and it also concerns Home Depot also. I am a Vietnam vet, and Lowe's. Particularly, they advertise that they give a discount for veterans. Of course, if you get a NID, which I can see, which is, you know, all well and done and should be the case. Well, I went down to the VA on Shasta, and of course, you have to take your DD-214, and it has to be a valid one. Either it has to be the original or a certified copy, and they make sure everything is all legit, and they give you a sealed ID card. So I went down to Lowe's yesterday to get my discount on some items that I had purchased and stuff like that. Well, they said, well, that card's not valid. I said, what do you mean it's not valid? I said, I got it from the VA office. They said, well, we have to have a specific type of ID card with your photo on it. I said, where do I get one of those? Well, you get one of those. They said from the VA. Clinic. I said, well, I can't get one from the VA clinic because I already checked because I'm not broken. I don't have, I'm well and good, and you can't get an ID from the VA clinic unless you have some kind disability.
I'm not, when you said that yesterday, I didn't quite understand what you were talking about because it was late in the day and my brain had ceased. But, you know, I think if you just sign up down there, because you are a veteran, and they want you to sign up in case things happen, is that when you sign up, they give you an ID?
No, I call them.
Okay.
In fact, one of the nice ladies that work at Lowe's called me and said, "No, you have to have a service related disability."
In order to get so what you're clarifying now is that not just any veteran with a veteran ID can get a discount at Lowe's. You have to have a service-related injury, so in other words, a disability, in order to get a discount at Lowe's.
Well, it's according to them, not that's not the case. But the point is, in order to get the phototype ID that they want, you either have to be active in the service, because you, of course, you know, you already have a photo type ID, but you have to have one of those types of ID. Okay. Or, the only way you can get a photo type ID around this area is at the VA.
So you've either got to be on active duty, retired, or be disabled.
And
if that's the case, then Lowe's needs to advertise, instead of advertising that they give discounts to veterans, it's specific types of veterans.
Exactly. And then when I went down there, I told my sister, I said, I went down to the VA, which is on Shasta, and got an ID, and the VA said, we've been giving out these kind of IDs for the last 2 years. Then they will give you 8 pages of small type of all the places around that will honor their ID. It's an unbelievable amount.
Yeah, we've got
really
a lot of those. We've got a lot of those on our website. You just go in there and look under veterans, and it tells you places that give, you know, and percentage. And there are lots of them that give percentages off.
Right, but what irritated me is that Lowe's specifically advertises this, and I think it's more of a way to boost themselves up and not have to honor it. Because like I told them, I said, well, they said they won't, even though it's a legitimate valid ID, it just doesn't have my picture. And I said, well, look, if I come in there with a credit card, which doesn't have my picture on it, what's the first thing you ask me? They said, well, to show us your ID. I go, bingo. Well, you know, I said, I show them my driver's license. What else is legit to go along with it? I said, if I come in there with a check, I said, what do you ask for? They go, well, your ID. I said, okay. And you use the check. Why can't you do that with this valid VA ID and my other ID?
Because that is not what they do. They want an ID card with your picture on it.
Exactly, which is almost impossible to get.
Well, unless you are retired or active duty or been disabled. And if that's the case, if that's the only ones that they're going to take, then they need to say that.
Because
it's not just all vets, because there's many vets out there that don't have a card like that.
Exactly.
And we have to run, Robert. You know radio. We are now
three minutes
past our break.
Appreciate you
weighing in all the time. This is something I think I would always give them a call and just say, is if this is what you're saying, you know, then say that. You know, say that, you know, at the end of your commercial or whatever it is, veterans welcome, veterans get discounts, you know, and then underneath that little asterisk it says, you know, some may not. So that doesn't seem fair. Anyway, okay, we've got to take a break. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460. We come back, we got Amy on the line. We'll be right back.
Golden Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried meats, cheeses, fruits, vegetables, and non-hybrid seed packs, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But what kind of crisis should you plan for? Civil unrest? Earthquake? Monetary crisis? Flood? Fire? Isn't Mount Lassen due? Here at the Patriot, we carry the Extreme Emergency Kit. It is a large plastic pail that contains water filtration system, stove, hand crank flashlight and radio, 4 blankets, 2 tube tents, first aid kits, food for 2 people for 2 weeks, and a various assortment of useful things that you may need when you need them, all for over $100 less than most internet sites. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs.
We do them.
Vehicle wraps.
We do them.
If it's a sign,
we do them.
Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign.
Sign a monster truck, Reed. Could you redo that, please? Thank you.
Wonderland Signs is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work done, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, and all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl to architectural, to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps, to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we're fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install it when other sign shops can't. We even offer financing for many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
You worked hard to get to this point. You eat properly and take care of yourself. There are just a few areas that still are giving you problems. That's where we come in. We can help sculpt those trouble spots. Body Genesis. 356-2590. Man made better.
I'm attorney Lucky Jastrani, and I help people here in the North State who are going through tough financial times and struggling with debt. Here's what a few people had to say about their experience at my law firm.
With the economy change, I lost my job and had to take a big salary cut.
I tried to work with the credit card companies, but no one seemed to care, even though I had been with them for 20 years.
If it hadn't been for Mr. Jastrani, I would have lost my car, my savings, and wages to debt collectors.
These testimonials and endorsements do not constitute a guarantee, warranty, or prediction regarding the outcome of your legal matter.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by the Backbone Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Great Espresso Joe's. They'll meet or beat any prices in this town for tobacco. And Espresso Joe's is the best coffee and cold drinks that you can find. They do a lot for our community. 35 years, Joe and Shelley do. Tobacco and Brew. And there are discounts for veterans at Tobacco and Brew.
All right, let's go to the phones. Amy, what's going on?
Good morning. Hey, I just got done training Shelly, actually.
Oh, good. You know what? That's what we love to network our friends with, the people that we really respect, admire, and would send anybody to. So what's happening? Adamson's Peak Performance, Amy, she is the expert in nutrition and working out. And so what is your fitness tip of the week?
Today we're going to talk about, when you want to lose fat, how to time your carbohydrates. So basically what I want you to do is I want you to think about, if you want carbohydrates, you know, if you want your pastas and you want all the rice and potatoes, you have to earn them. And you have to earn them with exercise. So you can have your carbohydrates, the starchy ones, but please focus more on your whole grain, unprocessed varieties. And make sure that you eat them after your exercise. So you have a metabolic window, and it's about 1 to 2 hours in length. So immediately after that exercise, you would want to take that in. And it's not a low-carbohydrate thing I want you to think about. It's a controlled carbohydrate. Now, all the other times of the day, you guys, you can have fruits and vegetables, okay? So when I'm talking about the starchy carbohydrates, I'm more talking about what people think about when they think of carbs, you know, your cereals, your breads, your pastas, your potatoes, those kind of things, your crackers, your muffins, those kind of things, okay? So I'm not saying you can't have it, but you got to earn it with some exercise.
All right. Well, that makes a lot of sense. I know that when people are training for the marathons, I know that's usually when they do their, they usually are really packing in the carbs, and it's something afterwards as well. So,
well, now there's a difference. If you're going to do some muscle gain or you're competing, like in a sports like that, they're going to have more carbohydrate dependent times to eat. So it's going to be a little bit different for someone who's competing in a high endurance competition, or, you know, like a marathon, or somebody who's trying to gain muscle. But if we're talking about purely more on the fat loss side, that's where I want people to focus on getting their fruits and vegetables with each meal and snack, and then carbohydrates can come in the morning because they've been sleeping, so they've actually depleted their body of carbohydrates overnight, and then right after their exercise.
Okay.
So if they focus on in the morning and earning the other carbohydrates after exercise, you can still have the things you enjoy. But then the rest of the day, you're focusing on having protein with a fruit or vegetable and getting those kind of carbohydrates in your diet.
See, this is what we love about the fitness tip, because what you've given us is a great little visual of how to go through the weekend and keep fit. Keep doing it the right way. Thank you so much, Amy, always.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, Amy. From Adamson's Peak Performance, you know, of course, it's our choice of workouts. And we've got people on the phone and kinds of things we need to cover. We've got about 30 seconds here before we have to take our break.
We're checking on the VA photos. We got a lot of comments in the chat room. What Robert was talking about, though, was the Shasta County Veterans Service Office will give out identification, a card, but with no photo on it, for all veterans. Okay, that's the Shasta County Veteran Service Office, because there's hundreds of places around here, businesses around here, that will give you a discount. A lot of them are on our website. You just come to, KCNR 1460 and look at the veterans page. We'll be right back. We've got a surprise guest just rolled in and more.
From the Fox Business Network, there's a strong rally on Wall Street despite some disappointing reports on the U.S. and Chinese economies. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow is up triple digits. Oil prices are also getting a boost. Crude is higher for a second straight day and is above $86 a barrel on the New York trading. But even with oil prices climbing, gasoline prices have been holding steady. According to AAA's Daily Fuel Gauge, the national average for a gallon of regular gasoline remains at $3.38. On the flip side, it's a tough day for Lexmark after the company slashed its second quarter outlook. The printer maker is now forecasting an adjusted profit of up to 89 cents a share. Sales for the current quarter are also expected to fall 12% from a year ago. Lexmark blames a lower outlook on exchange rates and weaker than expected demand in Europe. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
Every day, businesses lose critical customer and financial data as a result of cybercrimes, human errors, and natural disasters. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Barracuda Backup Service combines local backup and deduplication for rapid restores with data storage in the cloud for fail-safe disaster recovery. Protect your critical data. Visit barracuda.com/backup to try Barracuda Backup Service free for 30 days. That's barracuda.com/backup.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, this is Mark with SuperClean. Did you know that this year's June Consumer Report magazine claims that cleaning and checking your gutters for leaks is the most important thing that you can do to reduce mold growth inside your home? We're the local experts for cleaning dangerous mold and fungus from your roof and gutters, bringing your roof back to a safe, super clean look. Visit us at supercleanroof.com or call us at 339-5882. That's 339-5882 for a free estimate and get super clean.
Did you know that 45 million Americans suffer from chronic daily headaches and related pain? Many more suffer from back, knee, shoulder, and other joint pains, and if left untreated, they can often become much bigger problems, even life-threatening ones. The truth is, there is a solution for a vast majority of pain sufferers, and it comes in the form of free information. I'm Dr. Todd Royce of Chiropractic First. You may have heard my radio show on this station, and I would like to offer you this solution totally risk-free. Just call 243-0889 and ask for a copy of my free exclusive report, The Top 5 Most Dangerous Trends Preventing Health and Happiness and What to Do About Them. The information in this report is based on over $8 million in research and has helped thousands in the North State lead healthier, pain-free lives. When you do, you'll have the opportunity to attend our free, no-obligation live seminar covering these topics that more than likely are affecting you and your family today. Call 243-0889, that's 243-0889, and remember, it's risk-free.
Come join the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. Celebrate summer, celebrate life, enjoy good friends, good food, and good wine for the first annual Wine and Dine at Bernsini Vineyard. All proceeds benefit the Northern California Veterans Museum for the new Liberty Park, to be located at the Reading Municipal Airport. Tickets are $35 each. You can call the museum at 378-2280. That's 378-2280. Come join us for a great evening and for a great cause.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts Carl and Linda Bott.
To the Batmobile. Let's go.
wrong one. Welcome back.
The wrong button.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460 on this Friday.
Don't let it play anyway.
Seventh. There we go.
Is that what we were looking for?
I love it. Aren't they? They have a big convention in
Comic-Con's going on in San Diego. Oh,
that would
yeah.
be so much fun. I'd love to be a fly on a wall for that. Currently 73 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR. Kay's been waiting on the phone. Kay, let's go back to our conversation regarding the veterans.
Yes. I worked with my dad on this whole thing, and my father didn't have a service injury. He suffered from ballistite poisoning when he was, because they painted ballistite on the missiles. And they'd end up doing it, and then they'd end up, the whole crew would end up in sick bay to get over the ballistite poisoning, but it didn't qualify. Anyhow, number one, in order to use the veterans clinic, you don't have to have a service-related injury or sickness. For some things you do. You know, like I think for the dental and for the eye you do, but for the regular medical you don't, and for the pharmacy you don't. The other thing is, I don't know if that gentleman, if he, you know, your driver's license is a photo ID. I don't know if that combination would work.
No, he said that was the problem, Kay, is that he had ID, and he said they didn't check. They said you need an ID card that has, you know, that has you linked to the military with your photo on it.
I think that's something that needs to be worked out, because there are other problems with some of those businesses. For example, there's one where you get 10% off, but it's only 10% off the main menu. It doesn't include the senior menu. It doesn't include any of the specials or anything, and it's only for the person who's the veteran. And it didn't, you know, some of the companies had, you know, provisos, you know, only this and this and that, but not all of them do. Maybe there needs to be a little meeting on it or something, and people, you know, tell what their experiences are.
Okay. All right, Kay, but we've got some stuff here that we're going to, in a few minutes, we're going to clear up the Lowe's and the Home Depot.
Do you want to hear something about 13?
Okay, what about 13?
My mom was put in the columbarium out at Igo Cemetery on January 13, 2006, in number 13.
Wow.
Oh.
So, but she was the perfect one to do it because 13 didn't bother her at all.
That's good. Kay,
and you go visit her on the 13th.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Today I have to go visit her.
Absolutely.
Okay, Kay, hey, thank you so much for listening and for your phone call. All right.
You know, it's very interesting. We really love our callers calling in again today. Looks like we're going to have areas with smoke. Oh, that's what the forecast is saying. So you probably have that little bit of eye irritant going on today. But then we're going to get around 100. Mostly clear tonight with temperatures around 67. Tomorrow it's going to be hot again. We're clearing up a little bit. Temperatures 99. Mostly clear tomorrow night. Now tomorrow night I'm going to be singing out at Anselmo Vineyards with Bob Casandas and Andy Uli and Lou White. It's going to be a wonderful trio. We'll be out on the deck. It's going to be a gorgeous night. It's going to be clear and fabulous. So come join us, 474-5546. Ask to be on the deck because there's only 10 tables out there and they go fast. Love to see you out. Come join us. Also, I've got a couple tickets. We've got a lot of stuff to cover this morning. I have these tickets. Last night I had the cast members on from To Kill a Mockingbird, which is playing at Riverfront Playhouse. And they are opening soon. And the tickets I'm holding in my hand are for Saturday, July 28th. These are great. These are premium tickets for a Saturday night at Riverfront Playhouse. To Kill a Mockingbird. Award-winning, of course, a mandatory reading, as well as the fabulous play. 7:30, you can first call her, 605-45-67. I've got two sets of tickets to give away this morning. I hope you can make it Saturday, July 28th. And that's it on my side for now, besides the fact that we've got this killer thing from Bonnie and Clyde. You want to hear about that?
I want to hear Bonnie and Clyde, because when we come back, we've got Jim Hill here from the air cover, the drones. And we're going to, but I also want to clear up the Lowe's Home Depot thing too. Thanks to Fargie sent me a link. But let's do Bonnie and Clyde.
Okay, there's going to be an auction that's happening. They're thinking that the guns that Bonnie and Clyde had and some of their memorabilia, which would have been the lipstick case that she was carrying, as well as a leather pouch that Clyde was carrying, are going to be up for auction. And the gentleman who brought them, the team of people together to, you know, kill him the infamous day that they were all killed.
Frank Hammer, famous Texas Ranger.
This is from Texas Ranger Frank Hammer, led the posse of six lawmen who carried out the ambush, and auction officials said authorities gifted him the guns.
Wow. They gave him the guns
and from the lovers' bodies as part of the compensation of the operation. So this, the auction official said that all Bonnie and Clyde items are coming from the estate of Robert E. Davis. He was collector from Texas who acquired items Hammer had owned, along with items of the estate of Marie Barrow, Clyde's sister. So that's going to be going up for auction and in Texas. And it said the 78-year-old retired law enforcement official manages the Bonnie and Clyde Ambush Museum in Gibbsland, Louisiana, the town where the takedown happened. He predicted the September auction will attract a lot of interest. So they look. It looks like they're thinking that the guns are going to go for up to $100,000 each.
I would not be surprised because I'll tell you why. They're having these huge amounts of money being spent on weapons, on these antiques and like this, or famous weapons lately, because they don't seem to, I mean, much more, 25% to 40% more than they thought they were going to get. Anyway, we have to take a break here. We come back. We've got Jim Hill here. We've got people on the phone, and we also want to
hang in there.
We want to talk about the Lowe's and Home Depot's policy, plus what everybody else is talking about here. Pete Privett was just here this week, and we talked about some of these, especially the dental. We might talk about that too. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio.
Cassidy's Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more, where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Reading, you can find them on Lake Boulevard across from Rayleigh's and on Locust Street off of Park Marina Drive. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are founders Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
Wow, Sugar Bear. I guess people really are excited for Clobster Fest at Black Bear Diner.
Can't say I blame them, can you?
Nope, not when they can have delicious one-of-a-kind dishes like creamy macaroni and cheese topped with garlic butter sautéed lobster sensations. Or how about our lobster eggs benedict with fresh asparagus? We're going to serve that all day long.
Well, don't forget our lobster chop salad with bacon ranch dressing and the very best thing that's ever been placed on a tortilla, spicy lobster tacos.
Righto. And starting at just $9.99, I guess we're going to have a big crowd on our hands, Sugar. Well, better open the door. Give me the key.
I don't have the key. I thought you had it.
What? I don't have the key. You always are the one that...
Lobster Fest, a unique seafood experience for a limited time only at Black Bear Diner.
Good old-fashioned family food, Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
There's new coffee in the store at Tobacco and Brew. Full beans by the pound. Portland blend. A rich flavor with a moderate body. And how about a favorite? Italian rose. Dark flavor with an enticing aroma. Try the coffee special of the month. Cookies and cream. A blended 20-ounce drink for just $3. Can you imagine a blended 20-ounce drink for just $3? What else, Carl?
Tobacco and Brew has the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Walk in and find any cigar that you could possibly want at great prices. Also, veterans get discounts at Tobacco and Brew.
And don't forget, Tobacco and Brew is closing out on their T-shirts and leather jackets at huge savings. Our favorite place to go, Tobacco and Brew, for all your coffee and specialty needs, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco and Brew.
I'm attorney Lucky Jasrani, and I help people here in the North State who are going through tough financial times and struggling with debt. Here's what a few people had to say about their experience at my law firm.
With the economy change, I lost my job and had to take a big salary cut.
I tried to work with the credit card companies, but no one seemed to care, even though I had been with them for 20 years.
If it hadn't been for Mr. Jasrani, I would have lost my car, my savings, and wages to debt collectors.
These testimonials and endorsements do not constitute a guarantee, warranty, or prediction regarding the outcome of your legal matter.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot, Friday the 13th, 73 degrees. It's going to get hot out there today. This portion of the show brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. From small chips up to cracks 24 inches long, it's a special process to repair those windshields that you don't have to have replaced. Now, there's some of them you're going to have replaced, but that's a different group. Go see Jeff Wurst, who is a veteran and does a lot for our community, too, at Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. He's located at 3280 Market Street in Redding, or give him a call at 241-8373. Hey, Jim Hill from Air Cover came in here, who is the company that came in here, and they do all their engineering for the drones. And these are electric drones, right?
Yeah, they're actually, we call them remote pilotless vehicles, but the right. press refers to them as drones.
Yeah, everybody calls them drones, but they are RPVs.
Yes.
And we want to talk about that, but before we do that, let's go to the phones. Pete, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for letting me get in here for a second.
Sure.
I was just coming home in my car, and I heard a gentleman talking about discounts with Lowe's. And not to go to his particular case, but what I wanted to touch on was this idea that sometimes I'm a veteran myself. I am getting a retirement check from the Army. And what I see happen, I think that some of those veterans, unfortunately, become kind of another entitlement class. And my feeling on it is I'm still getting a check. The taxpayers are still paying me a check, even though I'm retired. I still have great medical care through the VA if I choose to use it. I can still fly Space A at no cost if I choose to use that. Taxpayers are still paying me. I don't ask for these veterans discounts. I'm kind of sad that a lot of guys do. My feeling is when I was in, I got paid, and I got paid decently. And it was a privilege to serve. There was a lot of guys that would like to and didn't. And it just, I think it kind of demeans it when all these guys are walking around sort of with their hands out, give me a discount for this or discount for that because I'm a vet. What about if the guy owns a business? Should you pay him more for the product than you normally do because he's a vet? You know, if I'm making sense there. The other thing that I see happening that's really unfortunate is now with this disability claim structure of 10%, I see a lot of guys going in, well, not a lot of guys, but there's some people that are going in and they're claiming, say, tinnitus. Well, who doesn't have some tinnitus or hearing loss by the time you're 60 or so, whether you're in the military or not? And I see guys getting on this thing as being a gravy train. So they get a 10%, then they're trying to get a 20%, then a 30%. You know, you go down to the hospital there at Mather, you see some guy from the Vietnam War sitting there in a wheelchair with both legs blown off. You know, tell that guy you're entitled to get some of his money because you claim a hearing loss. Does that term ring true?
Yeah,
with Carl,
you know
not?
What, Pete? That's, you know, it's a good point because it's a, you know, but let me disagree on one point here. But you are absolutely right. It's an honor to serve. And you know, frankly, I don't ask for veterans discounts, mainly because I don't probably think of, but I don't because it's just, I just doesn't get into my head like that because I feel a lot like you do. But here it is about the veterans discounts is that this is the way a business honors veterans. And a veteran has served and so many haven't. And if a business wants to honor a veteran by giving them a discount, then if the veteran, you know, chooses to do it, there should be no reason to feel, you know, guilt on it. On their part, is the way I think.
No, Carl, I agree. It's the vendor's choice to do that.
That's right.
No complaint. I'm talking about us as veterans. I see not all of us, but I see some people are trying to work. I mean, I see guys.
Yes, you're absolutely
they're
right.
Spending more time talking about the military than they ever did when they were in. You know what I'm saying?
You know, the other thing too about it, Pete, and I got our guest here and everything, but the other thing too is you're absolutely right. There are people that are just like in any system. They're milking the system, and they are. And then you see the people there with, you know, the lost legs, severely injured, you know, World War II veterans that are trying to get services to them, and they have to send them all the way down to Mather because we can't do it up here because of money. And you know that there's people out there gaming the systems. You've seen it. I've seen it.
Yeah.
And you know, unfortunately, the VA sees it, but there's not a whole lot they can do about it. Anyway, hey, Pete, that was a really a good call.
Yeah, one quick closing thought, Carl. Sure. I know you want to get on your guest, but we had a term for those guys in the military Carl, we call them malingerers. And it's a damn shame that these malingerers are still out there casting a bad shadow on the rest of us. That's the way I look at it. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet, Pete.
On the aircraft carrier, you call them no loads.
Yeah. Linda is showing me something that I'm afraid to ask what that is on Facebook. But okay, Jim Hill, who actually came in just to say hello, we made him sit down. All right. You know, Jim, we don't have time for you. Thanks for stopping by.
Bye.
Jim Hill,
air cover. Very important
work. One of the things that, and you've got, you know, y'all designed the RPVs.
Yes, from raw material all the way up to the finished product.
And then they're built someplace else. But you've got engineers here that you've hired.
More have come on this summer. Yes.
You know, people are coming up here, and there's a protest against RPVs. And my whole thing on this protest is because they're talking about, oh, that's death from above.
Yes.
But there's a lot more to it than death from above. And we're going to talk about that as soon as we get back from our break. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebot and Jim Hill from Air Cover.
Some people call me the space cowboy. Yeah. Some call me the gangster of love. Some people call me Maurice. Because I speak of the pompous of love.
Hi, it's Charlie Thompson. I'm here to get out the word on CVAC, Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council. We're a county-sponsored organization of all Shasta Veterans Service Groups. In fact, if you're a veteran or veterans group, you may already be a member. To learn more, visit us on the web at scvac.us. That's scvac.us. And then join us at a quarterly meeting and see how you can get more involved supporting your fellow vets. CVAC. Veterans helping veterans.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
There's new coffee in the store at Tobacco and Brew. Full beans by the pound. Portland blend. A rich flavor with a moderate body. And how about a favorite? Italian Rose. Dark flavor with an enticing aroma. Try the coffee special of the month. Cookie and cream. A blended 20-ounce drink for just $3. Can you imagine a blended 20-ounce drink for just $3? What else, Carl?
Tobacco and Brew has the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Walk in and find any cigar that you could possibly want at great prices. Also, veterans get discounts at Tobacco and Brew.
And don't forget, Tobacco and Brew is closing out on their T-shirts and leather jackets at huge savings. Our favorite place to go, Tobacco and Brew, for all your coffee and specialty needs. 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco and Brew.
Hi, folks. Bob Dunlap, Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, speaking on behalf of the Shasta Country Military Officers Association. MOA is the nation's largest association of military officers, dedicated to a strong national defense and to protecting the benefits of those who have served. Please join MOA for lunch at their monthly second Tuesday meeting at noon at the Country Waffle in Reading. For more information, go to ShastaMOAA.com. Shasta Country MOA, serving those who serve their country.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. Got a lot of people all excited about this veteran thing here. Airborne? No, chairborne. Yes, you know, I hadn't heard that in a long time. Okay, hey, Jim. This protest for air cover, against the RPVs was the oh, they're death from above. They're, you know, they're causing deaths of civilians and all this. And when I saw that, I wrote to the people. And in fact, it's the Occupy Reading group. You know what? Love to have them on the show, and they're going to be on next week because, you know, I love, you know, love the passion they have for fighting battles. But I said, I'm not sure this is the battle you want to fight. You know,
I totally agree. In fact, this is the second time we've had interactions with Occupy. The first was last year in Iowa. Unfortunately, they chose 3 days before Christmas holiday in a facility where there's a lot of businesses giving good contribution to community and economy, and they disrupted Christmas, which was very interesting. Contrast that, New York is saying to them in the Midwest, don't do this. This is a small company that's saving lives. So there's some people apparently in Occupy that get it, and the bottom line is, from where we see it, we just came back from a search and rescue for a college student who had had a mental breakdown, and we did a search and actually localized for early discovery where she was, sent the team in that same day, and we actually weren't going there. We were going to do a training mission, and the call came in, and they said, could you please come down from family and friends to Sacramento? We, at that point, turned the vehicle, headed straight south, and we were there in a couple hours. We had the bird launched, and we were covering about a 10-by-3-mile area very quickly, so search teams could go to homeless camps, find out if she was in them. But most importantly, we found out some of the people that may have needed help that were medically disabled that were in those camps. The other part is really...
Did you find the girl? Or?
Yes, the girl was located that night.
Okay.
There's still what she was going through was pretty serious difficulties, and the medical care response team wasn't quite fully up in the middle of the night when we located her by that hour. And she escaped our final grasp that last 30 minutes. But then we went, and the next day we got up and then narrowed in the box around where she was, and we eliminated where she wasn't, which is just as important.
Yeah, that is. You know, the other thing, too, is that people, when you're in the RPVs, are used for checking, how about these fires that are going
right,
on?
Right,
I mean, you're sending things out like that. You're sending them where, you know, my whole thing on this was, if you can send Eye in the Sky,
yes,
you don't need to send a 5-man team.
Correct.
We had a guy here, Linda, you were with the SEAL, the Marcus Luttrell.
Yes.
Came in here to gave a lecture, just a fine young man on part of a SEAL team.
Yes.
That was when
everyone was killed except for him.
Everybody was killed for him because they were sent in to do a mission that, you know, put eyes on the target, and which is what they did, but then they were compromised, and they could have killed everybody there, but they chose not to because, it's, you know, you're not going to just murder people. And they were caught, or the Taliban surrounded them in a huge firefight. One of the officer that was in charge of them and was out there received the Medal of Honor afterwards.
Yes.
My bottom line is you put people on the ground there and in harm's way when you could have had a drone floating over there.
Yeah, in fact, right now there's discussion in Capitol Hill, the recess that's underway right now. But just prior to that, FAA was under scrutiny for a lot of questions. So here's what's happening that Occupy should know. And number one, as a veteran of 26 years, I support the First Amendment. They have every right to express their concerns, and we've supported that in the Midwest. We support it right now.
Absolutely. We like it. Like we said, we like having them on. We love their passion.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. So here's where it is. The discussion is going on in Congress. There's a caucus that's led by Buck McKeon out of Palmdale. 16 members of Congress are supporting this, and so the FAA is already being reviewed, FCC for Communications, and Department of Justice. So there's three organizations that are scrutinizing this whole issue to make sure privacy is maintained, and I certainly support that. And everyone else does as well in law enforcement. So their concerns probably are more to what's happening now is it's being made available for commercial use. So that means news, media, and broadcasting, as of Las Vegas last month, is now available for news agencies to buy, if you want to call them drones, for coverage of news, sports, and entertainment. So it's changing.
Well, I see that what people are concerned about is this, is that when you get up in the morning, you walk outside, there's going to be an RPV sitting overhead, or you're in your backyard, and you know your 17-year-olds are out there sunning themselves. Here comes the RPV over with the policeman on the other end, or somebody in the government looking. And there's the RPV is a tool.
Big brother at its best.
That's right.
Well,
Big Brother,
Earth.
I mean, everywhere.
Yeah.
And I could say that. You know, I mean, you know, frankly, I think Big Brother is intruding in our lives so much.
Yeah.
But to take on, you know, so does this mean then is that we don't take Fords because Fords are involved in drunk driving incidents that we just protest Fords? Ford trucks? I don't think so.
Then we'd have to take away cell phones with cell phone cameras on them because they're in every pocket. There's in Europe, in Africa, they have 2 and 3 phones at a time. You can take a picture of anything, anytime, anywhere. So the point is sort of difficult to justify. There is going to be a requirement for transponders for commercial use, so they can't just go in the air and fly.
Okay. Well, you know, Jim, you just stopped by here to say hello. I know you were coming back. You know, we're going to have you back on again for when we take an hour. So we can talk about what's going on in the industry and talk more about this and the privacy and the, cause I realize that there is a big threat to our privacy out there. It really is. And I'm very concerned about that. But we've got, what you have to do is you get to the people that make the rules, not the tool.
Well, in this case of the search and rescue, the mother and father were grateful that we did what we did.
And
there's more of that. Florida alligators and snakes, that was what I just came home from, was trying to find a way to reduce loss of life from that wildlife.
See that's
aggressiveness that's out in the wild.
Yeah, that's the whole thing, is it's how they're used. Okay. Jim Hill, Air Cover's been our guest. When we come back, we've got the Family Justice Center. Michael Burke and Angela.
Thank you so much for filling us in. This is going to be great. You're listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. It's happened again in Syria. A reported massacre in a village with a lot of civilians feared dead. You can hear women and children crying. That's on an amateur video of what happened.
Activists say there's been another massacre in a Syrian village, this time in Hama province. Accounts vary, with some claiming more than 200 people were killed. Government forces shelled the area before residents say armed thugs moved in and executed people. The head of the UN monitoring mission confirmed there was heavy fighting there yesterday.
This involved mechanized units, indirect fire, as well as helicopters.
He says his team is ready to go in and check the facts if there's a credible ceasefire. The government is blaming terrorists while Russia's demanding an inquiry. In Jerusalem, Emily Widder, Fox News Radio.
The trades J.P. Morgan Chase admitted were risky and apologized for keep costing the bank, now totaling nearly $6 billion. The first estimate was $2
I can tell you this has shaken our company to the core.
CEO Jamie Dimon. Some employees involved in the trade have been fired with 2 years pay revoked. Still, the bank's profit last quarter was $5 billion. And on Wall Street, J.P. Morgan's stock is up and the Dow's rallying 160 points. Texas's controversial voter ID law on trial in Washington. Fox News Radio Steve Taylor live in D.C.
In its final federal court arguments here in D.C., Texas says it has a problem with voting fraud and that the law making voters show a photo ID is necessary. The Justice Department blocked the law, saying it makes voting harder for minority members and so violates the 1965 Voting Rights Act. Texas says its law does not discriminate. A panel of 3 federal judges should have a decision later this summer, but the case could end up in the Supreme Court, along with challenges to similar laws in several other states. Dave?
Steve, it got ugly last night. In Los Angeles, police in riot gear broke up protests. 20 people arrested, 4 police officers hurt. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Hi, this is Dave Lennox. Before rising temperatures take their toll on your budget, call Service Experts Heating and Air Conditioning about a Dave Lennox Signature Collection home comfort system. Estimates are always free. Call 866-EXPERTS or visit serviceexperts.com to repair or replace your heating and cooling system with a new energy-efficient Lennox system. Visit serviceexperts.com/license for complete state and local license information.
Americans are talking about energy.
They know we need energy from all sources.
To put Americans back to work.
And keep our nation secure.
Developing domestic energy.
American oil and natural gas.
Advanced technologies are making it possible.
Protecting the environment.
The new era of energy security.
Americans are becoming energy voters.
They're voting to re-energize America.
They're voting for American energy.
Learn more at voteforenergy.org.
Brought to you by the American Petroleum Institute.
Mitt Romney's campaign is $4 million richer, thanks to Dick Cheney. The former vice president helped the Republican raise that money in Wyoming last night, including a reception at Cheney's house. Now, Romney will not be out campaigning today, but President Obama will be, going to Virginia.
President Obama was the first Democratic presidential candidate to carry Virginia in more than 4 decades in 2008, and campaign officials are looking for another win in the Old Dominion.
Does Virginia really want an outsourcer-in-chief in the White House?
That that Obama ad airing all over the state. The president visits Virginia Beach, Hampton, and Roanoke today. Tomorrow, he campaigns in the Richmond area. Next week, the president returns to Ohio, a state he traveled by bus last week. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News Radio.
Now, the Romney campaign is demanding an apology from the president's campaign, but is not going to get one, over what Obama campaign staffer Stephanie Cutter said, questioning Romney's departure date at Bain Capital.
Either Mitt Romney, through his own words and his own signature, was misrepresenting his position at Bain to the SEC, which is a felony, or he was misrepresenting his position at Bain to the American people.
Bain says Romney left in February 1999, and listings of him still CEO as late as 2001 are just a paperwork lag. Police in London say the husband of Ava Rousing, one of Britain's richest women, has been arrested on suspicion of murder in the death of his wife, even though no cause of death has been established. The couple has had a long history of drug abuse. An autistic Colorado man, last heard from a month ago, has been found in a remote Utah desert, emaciated but alive. William Lefevre was attempting to walk 90 miles to Arizona through areas a local sheriff says have no towns or people, and it's remarkable he didn't die. Lefevre ate frogs and a few roots and drank water to survive. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning, 8:05 in the morning. It is Friday the 13th. You feel lucky, huh, punk? You feel
lucky? Absolutely.
Oh, that was from Dirty Harry. Okay. 530-605-4567. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Join our chat room. There's 100 people in there.
Love it. Well, you know what? We've had a lot of things this morning that are very topical. We have a great next hour of stuff that's going to make you feel good, in statistics and things that are going to blow your mind of what happened in the last year. 8:05 in the morning here in KCNR 1460. It's currently 73 degrees, and you're going to have a little bit of a smoky day with temperatures climbing to around 100 degrees, mostly clear tonight with temperatures around 67. Tomorrow day is going to be hot, our Saturday forecast, with mostly clear tonight, tomorrow night around 67.
And if you have Frigga, Trissa, Cata, Copia, Phobia, this could not be a good day for you. But it is a good day for
our Wells Fargo Market of the Moment. Let's hear about what's happening with the market. From Wells Fargo, Josh Wiley, good morning.
Hey, well, good morning. It is a good day. Wall Street opened with green screens, with the S&P 500 index looking to snap its worst losing streak in nearly 2 months. Currently, the Dow is up 144 points at 12,718, while the NASDAQ is up 27 at 2,893, and the S&P 500 is up 15 at 1,349. Oil is up $1.13 at $87.21 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 2.58%. Gold's up $28.40 this morning at $1,593, while silver is up 29 cents at $27.45 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning: J.P. Morgan's up $1.43 at $35.49. Pfizer's up 2 dimes at $22.87, while Qualcomm is up 99 cents at $54.71. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Josh, thank you so much for giving us that update. You know, head on down to Park Marina Drive and see Josh and Susan and Kathy and Chris, because they're going to give you the right scoop on what's happening on Wall Street. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back, and we have our guest here from the Family Justice Center, and we're going to be talking about what's going on with them, what's going on, this what they're looking at, and some of the great things that have happened in the past year, and what we're looking at, or this past 6 months, and what's going to be happening the next 6 months.
Along with some of the stuff from Camp Hope that is so good, you guys. We'll be right back after these messages. KCNR 1460.
When you hold me in your arms so tight, you let me know everything's all right.
What kind of feeling?
Winter
River Casino is the only place in Northern California to offer MMA cage fighting. Are you ready for the Freedom Fight? MMA fights are back as Wind River Casino and Rogue Fights presents the Freedom Fight Cage Fight. Extreme mixed martial arts cage fighting at the Wind River Casino Event Center on Saturday, July 28th at 7:30. Doors open at 6:30, bringing you another night of extreme fighting in Reading. Amateur, title, and pro fights. It's in the cage. Full contact fighting, no limits. This event sells out. Get your tickets now. Up to 12 bouts of MMA in the cage. On Saturday, July 28th, the event center will roar with the thrill of the extreme cage fights that only Wind River can bring you. Wind River Casino. Don't miss this event. Get your tickets now online or at the gift shop. Great entertainment is happening again in 2012 with the Freedom Fights Cage Fights at Wind River Casino on July 28th. Presented by Rogue Fights. For all the details on the Freedom Fights, log on to windriver.com. Must be 21 to attend this extreme event. It's better on the river.
The caller said he was in San Francisco when his motorhome got stuck while exiting a steep driveway and blocked a traffic lane. A tow truck had to be called to pull me free, and the police were not very happy. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, I have been to every RV repair place from the Bay Area to Redding, and no one could help me. The rear end is sagging and it drags in many driveways. The manufacturer is out of business and new springs are not available. I recommended we rebuild the springs and re-arch them to gain more height. I also recommended adding two more leaves per side to compensate for the weight of cargo. He called me a few months later. I just went through the same driveway I got stuck in before. I was nervous, but this time it was perfect. Well, the tow truck driver missed out, but I'm sure the police were happy. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Redding area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
You worked hard to get to this point. You eat properly and take care of yourself. There are just a few areas that still are giving you problems. That's where we come in. We can help sculpt those trouble spots. Body Genesis. 356-2590. Man made better.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Yeah.
Boss over there rocking.
Yeah, Bob is, he's
getting ready for his barbecue mode.
He's motivating himself around the chair. Oh, my gosh. Hey, this portion of the show was, speaking of being motivated, how about Tobacco and Brew right down on Hilltop? 2143 Hilltop Drive. Great coffee with Espresso Joe's. Now, because it's hot, they also have these great cold drinks in the afternoon. Of course, the best walk-in humidor in the state. I know you're probably tired of me saying that, but it's true. I mean, if you want a cigar, if you want any type of tobacco product, Tobacco and Brew has it, and they have the lowest prices in town. They guarantee it. Veterans get discounts. The people treat you really well. They've got coffee makers. They've got beans by the carload for coffee beans, and they also provide space, a community room for people to meet. That's Tobacco and Brew. Joe and Shelley, great people, great friends, and they've supported our community a long time.
Bob just showed me the weather. We had a major upage there, 78 degrees. If you're just leaving your house, it's 78 degrees, and we're going to have 100. It looks like we're going to have 100. Kind of a smoky day, guys, because we know that there's that fire out of Junction City that is, coming over the mountains a little bit. So just beware. Bring your eye drops. Realize that, keep hydrated and all that stuff. Weather is always brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards. And, again, tomorrow night I'll be out there singing with the trio. Last-minute booking here. So it'll be a lot of fun with Bob Sendis on guitar, Lou White on sax, and Andy Uli on bass. It should be fun. We'll be out on the deck, so make reservations. And
I
think there's only like 10 tables out on the deck, so it'll be fast. And they have misters, and it'll be a lot of fun.
I can't wait.
I'm really excited for this next segment. We have been big supporters of the Shasta Justice Center. the Women's Justice Center. And Angela Fitzgerald was here from a couple years back when you and Casey.
Right.
Casey Quinn.
We were here.
We were
talking about it at that
just
point.
Talking about it, but launching something, an idea.
Yes.
Something that he, but he had, had been, he was such a world traveler and had started, organization and been involved with this kind of work, through many of the states, if not the world. And, why don't you share with us, and really great news. And of course we have one of our favorite, all around community leaders, Michael Burke.
Well, thank you very much, and that's very heartfelt. I can see it in your eyes. You mean it. Thank you very much.
You.
It's great to be here again with you guys.
You
all do a lot for our community, the Shasta County Family Justice Center. Organized, running, and is getting and is doing what it's supposed to do.
We're gaining momentum, that's for sure. It's been a great journey. You know, you talked about Casey being up here kicking it off and traveling the world. He's in Hawaii right now with Gail. And it sounds like a great vacation, but Gail Strack is his partner in the Family Justice Center whole movement, and they're looking to start up Family Justice Centers in Hawaii. There's 90 Family Justice Centers in the United States. They're opening up 15 right now in Mexico. They're worldwide. They're in Saudi Arabia. Casey's been, and Gail have been all over the world opening these Family Justice Centers. And right here in Shasta County, we're lucky enough to have a Family Justice Center, to have the input of Casey Gwynn, who was just up at our recent Camp Hope, which we'll talk about. And we are Little Shasta County, you know, we're going to be doing a webinar for the nation in next month talking about our merger with the Women's Refuge and talking about everything we do.
If people are just coming, you know, coming into the mm-hmm. show or they're not really sure what the Family Justice Center is, can you explain it, Angela?
Yes, it's a one-stop shop of services for victims of family violence. And we say family violence, we mean domestic violence, sexual assault, elder abuse, child abuse. And so we have people walk through our doors and looking for services. And in the past, they had to run all over town for all these different services. By the time they were done or even to get to that point, it was so frustrating that it just wasn't happening. That doesn't hold offenders accountable and doesn't give the services that people need. And so we've taken this model that Casey Gwynn originated, and we've put services all under one roof, and it's just grown from there.
And this is not just, you know, it's not just for women.
No.
Oh, no.
This is not just for women. You know, people will say, oh, you know, Women's Refuge and all this, but it's not just for women. You also have men bringing in families and children. And like you said, it covers everybody that's here.
Absolutely. And even the Women's Refuge, you know, 10% of their clients that they see are men.
That's right.
And 10% of the people who report domestic violence and sexual assault are men. So they're seeing the right number of people. We always want to increase that. With the Family Justice Center, what we do is we bring the Women's Refuge, we have Crime Victims Assistance, we have the Shasta County Child Abuse Prevention Coordinating Council, we have Adult Protective Services, we have the Intertribal Council of California, we have two paralegals. These are all people who are working under one roof. When we started the Family Justice Center and we kicked off in September of 2010, we had 3 on-site partners. Right now, we're at 9 on-site partners, and there's not one community partner, government, private, or nonprofit that has said we won't come there. Everybody we call will say we will come to the Family Justice Center. We will see victims in what we call their house, you know, and see them and help them. So it's been a great boom for the community to help get that people out of abusive situations. Our goal is to have through education and prevention is to bring family violence down to zero. Zero reported. Angela can tell you there's 200 calls to law enforcement each month related to family violence. And if we can get that number down, we've done something.
Well, it's the kids. You know, you take a look at you know, the statistics on people in jail. And you find out as they come from broken homes, there's no father figure, or they come from a violent background, starting when they were, you know, babies. So if we can break that paradigm there, you mm-hmm. know, and just say, okay, lessen the violence, we can cut the violence down to half and then half again and half again, so that, you know, children and families can actually prosper and support each other. I mean, we've run into families lately that were just such a strong unit. And we've said this before, we met the Urban family, that is just a unit like you can't believe. They are so supportive of each other. Doesn't mean they have a perfect life, and they'll be the first ones to tell you that. But if we can do that, if for what y'all are trying to do, if we can just lessen the violence,
That's a lockdown family. Yeah. They're in lockdown, you know, like big time tight.
Yeah. Well, it's not.
You don't mean lockdown like being locked up.
No, not like
they are. They are tight. They are so tight. It's just a wow. We were pleasantly surprised when they came out and they did the cancer. The run.
Uh-huh.
And Santos ran 50 miles. He and his brother ran 50 miles, and they're there because of their survival. The survivors in the lap, the family has all been affected by it. But it's just we all have a purpose. And so I know that everybody that's listening to this station right now has someone they know, a neighbor down the street, a child, somebody they work with that is probably in a state of could have abuse that we're not really, that we're kind of afraid. We just had lunch with someone.
Yes, definitely.
And that found out about a friend that they didn't realize. How
one
bad it was.
Three women have had some type of violence in their lives. And so, like you said, it's our mothers, our sisters, our daughters, it's our best friends, and you don't even know it, and it's happening. And so just having those skills, it's really necessary to be able to tell somebody about the resources that are available, because people think that there's nothing out there for them, or that they're the only one going through it. Everyone who's come to our center thinks they're only one. But like Michael said, we have 200 calls every single month on family violence. But what we know from national studies is that only 25% of victims actually report. So if you take that 200 and you times that, what's really going on in our communities? And so it's very important to be able to talk to somebody about
that. That's really important, that. And when we come back, we want to talk about that. And what if you're seeing trends, something's happening. And since you've been involved with this for the last 2 years, things are changing for the good or for the bad. But we'll be right back. Carl and the Bot, our guests are the Family Justice Center, and we'll be right back. Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. If you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Hi, it's Charlie Thompson. I'm here to get out the word on CVAC, Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council. We're a county-sponsored organization of all Shasta Veterans Service Groups. In fact, if you're a veteran or veterans group, you may already be a member. To learn more, visit us on the web at scvac.us. That's scvac.us. And then join us at a quarterly meeting and see how you can get more involved supporting your fellow vets. CVAC. Veterans helping veterans.
Are you tired of searching for the perfect bathing suit? Wouldn't it be great if there was a custom fitting room where you could design your very own swimsuit and pick out your own material? Somewhere that would make a bathing suit that is 100% yours? Wild Iris Custom Swimwear is just that place. No matter your style or body type, Wild Iris, where you can let your imagination begin. 3609 Bichelder Lane, Suite I. Call 221-4747 today for your perfect fit.
Hi, I'm Deanna Wallner. My husband Andy and his brother Patrick cherish the memory of their founder, Al Barefoot Wallner, for his commitment to build a company based on integrity, superior service, and 100% customer satisfaction. The Wallner family employ professionals highly trained to assist you in saving both water and energy. They can provide water audits to save money while conserving our precious natural resources. Wallner's team can provide you with water-saving dual-flush toilets, low-flow shower heads, and a selection of the most energy-efficient heating, air conditioning, and solar water heating systems on the market today. You can depend on Wallner. They have a proven reputation as the North State's total comfort specialist for real service, real experience, real value, real savings, and real guarantees. No job is too large. Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air. Over 44 years serving Shasta and Tehama counties.
The Salvation Army presents its 5th annual golf tournament and auction on July 20th at Riverview Golf and Country Club. The golf tournament is sponsored by Redding Elks Lodge No. 1073 and is designed to help send underprivileged kids to camp. If you would like to help make a difference in a child's life, contact the Salvation Army here in Redding at 222-2207. The Salvation Army's 5th annual golf tournament and auction on July 20th at Riverview Golf and Country Club with a shotgun start of 8 a.m.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. Friday the 13th for all you people that may be a little scared out there. Stop by today. And you know what? Friday the 13th could be your lucky day because you go down to Crown Motors in here in Redding. Look at that Dodge, Ford, Honda, Lincoln, Nissan, or Ram. And they're going to give you a great deal. You know what? This could be the luckiest day of your life if you head on down to Redding Crown Motors. They've got a used or new car, truck, or SUV for everybody. They'll make a deal for you. And then they take such great pride in taking care of their customers and taking care of those vehicles after you've bought them. Give them a call at 223-2177 or just stop by 555 Cypress Avenue here in Redding and make this the luckiest day of the year and pick up a brand new car, truck, or SUV from Crown Motors. Our guest, Michael Burke and Angela Fitzgerald from the Family Justice Center. And they're here. And, you know, one of the things that's come up a lot on our show is realignment.
Yes.
And what it's done to our – what it's just done to our county on, you know, and the impact it's had. What kind of impact has it had on the Family Justice Center?
Well, I got myself involved with the community partnership that – dealing with AB 109, which is the technical name of the prisoner realignment, because I had heard they were looking for putting their assessment center in the Mark Street Promenade. Well, that's where the Family Justice Center is located, and from a victim's rights standpoint, I didn't think it was right to put a perpetrator center next to a victim center. Now, with that said, I do think we need to have that assessment center, and I think it needs to be downtown for the same reason that victims have trouble getting around, perpetrators are going to have trouble getting around. And I believe in that people have the right to try to do good and change their lives around. With that said, I got involved in this movement, so I've learned a lot more about it. Since then, we've successfully got them to think about somewhere else,
good.
And they're no longer thinking about putting the assessment center down by the Family Justice Center. Just to give you a little background about how I'm involved with it, I just came back from a meeting yesterday, and right now our jail is overcrowded. So people are being released sometimes up to three times in one day. Arrested, released, arrested, released, arrested, released. I've heard the sheriff and the police chief both say that. All law enforcement in this community have not given up. They're working harder than ever. They're arresting as many people as they ever have. But when one guy is arrested 36 times in 9 months, that's ridiculous.
36 times, and he's not like you think, oh, maybe he's just a drunk. No, this guy is a thief, a burglar,
right.
and has done other things.
They call it non-non-non. The only way you get out of jail is if you're non-non-non. And Angela may have a better definition of non-non-non.
Well, yeah, it's just, you know, the current offense is a petty offense. I know that if there's any kind of family violence involved, they're not releasing those people right away. So these are the burglars.
Yeah, they're nonviolent.
Right.
And I don't remember the other.
Non-sexual, non-threatening,
and non-threatening.
No, so
that's what
right.
it is.
I know that.
Okay, you
no
got that
victim
down.
No victim where there has been an injury right. or a threat of injury. It's usually vandals and property, that type of thing.
But right. they are felons that are being released. They're felony burglary. So where we see it in family violence is we've been told and assured, because we've asked these questions, that if somebody is arrested on domestic violence charges, they are held till arraignment at least.
Okay. They have to be held to answer, definitely.
Yeah, they're held to answer, and they're not released. So that gives the victim time to get a restraining order in place, time to come to the Family Justice Center and look for services. We've successfully helped keep people in jail in waiting for paperwork. You know, with crime victims assistance, they have that kind of pull. And so we're able to work with our victims when they come to the center. It's just, let's say the perpetrator is released on aggravated assault or pleads down or isn't charged properly or the victim doesn't know how to articulate what happened to her or him and doesn't say the right thing to the officers, or the bruising is not visible or not apparent
or
yet.
Maybe he just threatened them so much that they have all terrified that there's not a mark on her.
Right. So these people are being arrested and released, arrested and released.
And that, to me, seems like when that happens, is that now that he's already, or she has already, made the threats and all this, now they've been arrested, they've been put in jail, and they're even madder now than they're out again, and guess what? Where do they head?
And victims know this, and they're telling us this, that what is the point if they're just going to get out and... why would I call police?
You know, this is one part of this whole thing that we haven't even, and this is one of the reasons, frankly, that I wanted to get in here.
Sure.
Is that this is one of the areas that this, on this catch and release program that we have all over the state, by the way.
I
just knew it was going to be an impact. Yes, if there's a violence, you know, Tom Basenko and Rob Palladio make sure those people stay in, but it's the ones that are all that are just leading to it, and you can probably watch it happening.
Well, let's say I can show you how it's happening in our center. We had the most visits for service ever in April at 400. In May, we had the most visits for the center in our history at 567 visits for service. Luckily, in June, we dropped back down to about 425, 428, right in that area. That is a huge increase from where we used to be. We were averaging about 225 and 250 before that. Part of that is merging with the Women's Refuge because we are stronger together and we are helping victims in a more comprehensive area. So we can talk about that more after the break.
We got a minute. Okay. We got a minute left.
So I'm seeing the increase in victims coming to the center. I believe some of that is because people are kicked, because there's this revolving door. There's millions and millions, and I don't remember if it's exactly the exact figure, but it's millions and millions of dollars coming into this community that is earmarked specifically for perpetrators. None of the AB 109 realignment money is geared towards victims. And I think that has to change.
That's a very important point.
Wow, eye-opener. Let's take a break on that. KCNR 1460.
We've got a...
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. Big gains despite a big mistake. The Dow is up 161 points, even though J.P. Morgan Chase says a bad investment cost about $6 billion, three times more than first reported in May. But the bank also reports it made $5 billion this spring, so J.P. Morgan shares are up 5%. President Obama campaigns this afternoon in Virginia, a state he won in 08, to make him an exception to 40 years of Republican domination. The president's campaign, meanwhile, says it will not apologize for yesterday's remark from the campaign's Stephanie Cutter.
Mitt Romney was misrepresenting his position at Bain to the SEC, which is a felony.
A story suggests tax filings point to Romney leading the firm in the 2001 when the company outsourced jobs. Bain says Romney left in early 1999.
Fox News Radio's Jared Halpert in Washington. Fox News, we report, you decide.
I'm Carl Turner, a Vietnam combat veteran. In 2010, our state veteran cemetery asked me to design a monument dedicated to Vietnam veterans. The state has approved the design and donated the land. The sculpture I call Hope depicts an inbound medevac helicopter with two men running under fire, carrying a stretcher holding the wounded. This reflects the strongest memory I have of Vietnam. To fund this project, we established a dog tag plaque program. Donors have the opportunity to fund this monument by purchasing a pair of plaques dedicated to their veteran. They will be embossed with the veteran's name, branch of service, and service dates. 3,000 Vietnam veterans will become part of the monument, their names surrounding the sculpture. Check us out at Vietnam Veterans Monument Project at Facebook.com or call me at 530-275-6385. Thanks for your support.
Hi, folks. Bob Dunlap, Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, speaking on behalf of the Shasta Country Military Officers Association. MOA is the nation's largest association of military officers, dedicated to a strong national defense and to protecting the benefits of those who have served. Please join MOA for lunch at their monthly second Tuesday meeting at noon at the Country Waffle in Reading. For more information, go to ShastaMOAA.com. Shasta Country MOA, serving those who serve their country.
There's new coffee in the store at Tobacco and Brew. Full beans by the pound. Portland blend. A rich flavor with a moderate body. And how about a favorite? Italian Rose. Dark flavor with an enticing aroma. Try the coffee special of the month. Cookie and cream. A blended 20-ounce drink for just $3. Can you imagine a blended 20-ounce drink for just $3? What else, Carl?
Tobacco and Brew has the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Walk in and find any cigar that you could possibly want at great prices. Also, veterans get discounts at Tobacco and Brew.
And don't forget, Tobacco and Brew is closing out on their T-shirts and leather jackets at huge savings. Our favorite place to go, Tobacco and Brew, for all your coffee and specialty needs, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco and Brew.
I'm attorney Lucky Jasrani, and I help people here in the North State who are going through tough financial times and struggling with debt. Here's what a few people had to say about their experience at my law firm.
With the economy change, I lost my job and had to take a big salary cut.
I tried to work with the credit card companies, but no one seemed to care, even though I had been with them for 20 years.
If it hadn't been for Mr. Jasrani, I would have lost my car, my savings, and wages to debt collectors.
These testimonials and endorsements do not constitute a guarantee, warranty, or prediction regarding the outcome of your legal matter.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot. Good morning. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop on Athens Avenue. Go on in there. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for veterans and for seniors. Man's last stronghold. Do I need to say more? Cypress Square Barbershop on Athens Avenue. Did I get my haircut there? Bob gets weed whacked there. Michael Burke looks like he could get his haircut there.
Yeah, I'm getting close, huh?
Going down.
Not quite high and tight.
That's okay. Our guests, Michael Burke and Angela Fitzgerald, and they're here from the Family Justice Center. We were talking about what was going on, you know, that with the AB 109 and the impact, the negative impact it's had on the family violence and the Family Justice Center of all the people they're seeing. Let's talk about a couple of things that are positive, though. Here, we've got the next 20 minutes. Angela just won the Ruby Award.
For the Seroptimus?
The Regional Ruby Award for Seroptimus, yes. And I was able to go to Reno to receive that award along with a check for the Justice Center.
And this was for?
It was for all of the work that we've done with the startup and all of the lives that we've affected here in Shasta County with the Justice Center.
So you said that on the break that you had to go before 500. How many people were in there?
Yes, I think there were about 500 people.
And give an acceptance speech. And from that, you being this beacon of light, or and just who you are. And
Michael put together a video, yes.
Okay, and what happened from that video?
It's just amazing that the calls that I have received, people asking, how do you start up the Justice Center? We don't have any money. What can we do? And you just do it. I said, we started one with $2,000 is all we had spent, and we got it up and running. And it's synergy. You know, it really is. It's just positive momentum, and everyone wants to be a part of it, and it really just works out well for everyone involved.
That's great. Okay. Now, we've also...
The seed of hope.
Yes.
It is. And the fact is that, you know, when we first started talking about this and started trying to illuminate it as much as we could, what, 2 years ago?
You did. You guys are great. You guys are the first ones to jump on board. Do you know that?
Well, you know what?
Thank you.
We believe in
supporting
this community.
And
we believe in what we saw.
The message.
Well, the thing is that it
and the change helped to help someone change someone's life.
And you have. You absolutely have changed people's lives with this radio show and by supporting us, by obviously what you've done to veterans, but what you've done for victims of family violence by getting us out there, because I know a big part of us getting out there is because of what you guys do. You're changing and saving lives. Our Voices Committee is made up of survivors. There's 15 survivors that get together once a month to talk about how they can do advocacy. And 6 weeks from now or so, when we come back on, I'll bring a survivor with us. and you can talk to Dana, and you can talk to Yuvia, and you can talk to our survivors that have been there and done that. And they're going out, and they're empowering other women and other men to come forward and not put up with abuse. And that's the video Angela showed. We're going to be posting it at ShastaFJC.org and on our Facebook page, this powerful video that Tim Mapes from Health and Human Service Agency put together for us on getting your voice back. When you're a victim, you lose your voice. The Family Justice Center is all about helping victims find their voice. And then once they find it, they usually want to use it to help others. And Angela's award with the Seroptim has highlighted that. And she's downplaying it. It's 160 clubs, all of Nevada, all of Northern California, selected her, Shasta County resident, to win this award. And now she's gone on to the national award where presidents and... I mean, president's wives, because we haven't had a female president yet. President's wives and very, very prominent women have won this award. So she's in that company.
Well, that's wonderful. And the fact is, what Mike was talking about is that we, and thanks for those kind words, Mike.
You and Angela,
but you know what? What we're going to do is we do with other people that we have on a regular basis, you know, like the police chief and the sheriff and other people, is that we want to have you all on a regular basis to keep spreading the word
and
about
update
what's going
our
on.
Community and of update, what's happening yes. now. I mean, you just talked with us about the realignment in a different light than what perhaps Chief Paletti says or Sheriff Basenko, and they're giving it from their perspective, which is very, very important. But here is another increment. So vitally important about how it's affecting us in the big picture. Now, speaking about, the segue on this will be about Camp Hope, changing the lives of the future of our children, children of abuse.
And I wanted to tell you the combination of that. We teamed up with MIAP and Walmart Heart. And so Missing American Project, Fred Salanti, teamed up. He had reserved the camp for 10 days. The first 5 days was Camp for Life. And these are children who have terminal illness, serious illness, that Walmart Heart and MIAP get together and host this camp for free for these families. Well, he had 5 days left, and Fred allowed us to take those 5 days, and we created, over the past 6 months, this Camp Hope for children who have been through the Shasta Family Justice Center. And so the first week of June, we held Camp Hope, and maybe I'll tell Michael tell a little bit more about.
I tell you what, hold that until we get back from our break so we don't have to stop. Okay, Carl on the bot, our guest, Michael Burke and Angela Fitzgerald from the Family Justice Center, and we're going to talk about Camp Hope when we get back in for our next segment here.
Lube is a local business that's been serving the Redding area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more, where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Redding, you can find them on Parkview Avenue off Hartnell on the south side of the Raley's parking lot, and in Red Bluff on Antelope Boulevard next to Holiday Market. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are founders Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
Hey, Papa Bear, are you really going to go up in that thing?
Yep,
I thought the piling in a hot air balloon would be a great way to experience that light feeling you get when you eat one of Black Bear Diner's salads. They're so light and crispy and delicious.
Yeah, but they're our salads, Bob. They're huge. Seriously, you can't pilot that thing. Hop out of that basket and let's go get your favorite salad, the cashew chicken Caesar.
But what if I want a taco salad, a Cobb, a chef salad, a Chinese chicken salad, or ooh, the grilled southwestern steak salad? It's the perfect pairing of cool, crisp vegetables and delicious, manly steak.
You can have that too, Bob. Just turn that burner off and deflate that thing before you hurt yourself.
Good thing you saved me, Sugar Bear. I'm kind of afraid of heights.
Oh, brother.
Enjoy the lighter side this summer with generous salads and wraps, specially made for you at Black Bear Diner.
Good old-fashioned family food, Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
You look frustrated. What's wrong?
I can't find a dress for my daughter for her graduation.
Have you been to Susie's?
Susie's?
Susie's has great party dresses, and they register your dress so...
Well, you're not going to see someone else wearing the same dress.
Well, what if they don't have the right size or color?
Susie's can do anything, even special order sizes 0 to 24 and tons of colors.
Perfect. I have got to get to Susie's right now.
Wait for me.
Susie's, 1796 Turn Creek Road in the Shasta Center, next to Palm Beach Tan.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. What's
currently
the weather today?
79 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR. That's right. We're down on Market Street. We know we have all these little microclimates, but it's 79 here, and we're going to have a smoky day. So be careful. Make sure you're hydrated and take your eye drops wherever you go. It's going to be temperatures climbing to about 100 degrees. Not too bad. It's beautiful outside, actually. Mostly clear tonight with temperatures around 67. Tomorrow looks like we are around 96. Hot days as well. Mostly clear tomorrow night with 67. We go into Sunday hot around 100. So we're in those triple-digit figures. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
And because it's hot and smoky, what do you want to have? You want to have air conditioning that works. And what's that mean? Alliance Heating and Air. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. They will take care of your heating and air needs. And they guarantee they work. They believe old-fashioned values is the way to go. Because guess what? Quality doesn't cost more. Alliance Heating and Air. Do it right. Stand by it. And you're going to see what great work they do. They've done great work for us. Go to homecomfort.org. for a website, or give them a call at 221-6242. They've got shops in Redding, Anderson, and Red Bluff. But the one here in Redding is 221-6242, Alliance Heating and Air. Okay, our guest, Angela Fitzgerald, and Michael Burke from the Family Justice Center. You want to finish up with the Camp Hope? And
yeah,
then,
I do.
Okay.
It's interesting. I'm looking over Bob's shoulder, and he has Journey's Don't Stop Believing on the screen. I don't know if that was on purpose or on accident, but it was kind of the theme of our camp.
That's,
I think,
our favorite song here.
One of the most powerful things, it was the Camp Hope was the most powerful work week of my life.
Yes.
It was life changing. We brought out 27 youth leaders that were 15 to 22 years old, and they watched the campers that we had. We had 84 campers that were all exposed to family violence in one sense or another. And at the very end of the week, you know, these kids came in kind of broken. Some of them were scared. Some of them wanted to go home. They asked every half hour if they could go home yet. We said, you know, if you really want to go home, we'll take you, but stick it out another half hour and let's talk again. And by the end of the week, no one wanted to go home. They all had an amazing time fishing and boating and doing things that they never experienced in their whole life, horseback riding, team building. It was just an amazing week. And at the very last night, we had a talent show. And one of our boys, Paul, said, do you have Don't Stop Believing on your iPod? And I said, sure. So we played that song, and the Paul stood up there alone, and he kind of goofed around and sung it really bad. And he said, Mike, can you start it over? I need some help. And then he restarted the song, and all of the male youth leaders came up on stage and started singing Don't Stop Believing. We're posting that. It's on our website right now at ChastaFJC.org, and if you click on the Camp Hope leak, you can see our whole slideshow that I put together about the camp. And these boys, with all of their heart, sang Don't Stop Believing. Then all the girl youth leaders joined them on stage, and then the kids joined them on stage. I'm not sure the stage at West Camp can actually handle that much weight, but it did. It was amazing. It was so life-changing. At the very end of it, these male boys hugged each other. They're holding hands the whole song. And Paul, with a broken voice and barely able to speak because of tears running down his face, told all these 84 children, don't stop believing. Don't give up hope. We'll be here for you forever.
Wow. It was amazing.
Okay, so
you know,
you just
can't give up. You know what? The one thing I value people on is, okay, maybe they're not, and I don't want anybody to take this wrong.
Can't change your life.
It did change lives.
You know.
The one thing that I value in a person is tenacity.
Mm-hmm.
If you have enough tenacity, you can pretty much accomplish anything that you want. And if you can stick to it and fight it out and don't give up, you can accomplish probably almost anything. Yeah, there's going to be maybe some physical limitations, but don't give up. And that's the one thing that you give, is you give hope, and is that don't give up, and you can change your life.
Well,
that's the thing. Don't roll over.
Right. And when 300 victims of family violence told us they wanted co-located services, in September, we started open the Family Justice Center with 3 months free rent and $50,000 in the bank. That's all we had. But we always said yes, we always said we could, and now we've merged with the Women's Refuge to have more strength, but we've never missed a rent payment, and we've never missed a salary payment. We can operate the Family Justice Center bare bones for about $130,000 to $150,000 a year, but we do need help. It's very hard. We finally got our first little bit of government funding. We got a $5,000 agreement with the county and the district attorney's office. But other than that, we get no public funding. We're the only center in America not to receive public funding. We have great in-kind support from the county with staff, and we just got our first $5,000 support. But we need your listeners' help, and we need your help to make camp, to make the center, to change the lives of victims. It takes the average woman 7 times of trying to get out of her abusive situation before she gets out. Our goal is 0 through prevention and 1 time if it happens when they come into the center. In ways we're doing it, we're having our golf tournament coming up September 14th. Melissa Hunt is doing Melissa on the Roof for us in October.
Oh, yeah, she's great.
Melissa's great on that.
Yeah.
But on that one, make sure that you're in here and we do start running that PSA here.
So okay, we'll cut a new one because we have this amazing drawing package. You know, we're limited to 18 golf teams on the golf course, but we've put together these raffle tickets. We're only going to sell 1,000, so if we can sell them, it's $10,000 into the center to help victims. But we have a year's membership at River Tuolumne and a Callaway 11 club set with a bag. It's $1,800 value. You can win for $10. There's also, we added more prizes this year, a Sun River Resort vacation of 3 nights and 4 days. And then we realized that not everybody's into golf or maybe not even want to go away. So Boheme teamed up with us, and we have a $500 spa package.
Wow.
So for $10, we tried to make a prize for everybody so people can actually buy raffle tickets online at ShastaFJC.org. And also, we just want to make sure that you have our phone number in case anybody needs our services. It's 243-8868. And we're located in the Market Street Promenade above Leatherby's if someone needs help.
Great. You know, we sure appreciate everything that you all do.
And thank
Angela,
you for being on this morning.
And Michael.
Great way to end the week.
Yeah, and we're going to have you back on a regular basis, so we just, you know. Thank you for your support.
We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
We support.
How do we get those raffle tickets?
Got them right here.
Those people and those organizations that help our community. That's what we're here for. That's the way we look at it. Okay, we're gonna take a quick break here. When we come back, we're gonna discuss, you know, because there's been a lot of talk about it. Again, uniforms. The United States Olympic team is wearing uniforms made in China. I'm sorry, but I've just got to talk about that one more time before the weekend starts. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried meats, cheeses, fruits, vegetables, and non-hybrid seed packs so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But what kind of crisis should you plan for? Civil unrest? Earthquake? Monetary crisis? Flood? Fire? Isn't Mount Lassen due? Here at the Patriot, we carry the Extreme Emergency Kit. It is a large plastic pail that contains water filtration system, stove, hand crank flashlight and radio, four blankets, two tube tents, first aid kits, food for two people for 2 weeks, and a various assortment of useful things that you may need when you need them, all for over $100 less than most internet sites. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Alliance Heating and Air wants you to be cool and comfortable. We are committed to the highest level of quality and customer services and believe it should not cost you a dollar more for your peace of mind. Alliance Heating and Air offers the absolute best in installation, repair, and maintenance. We're here for your heating and air conditioning emergencies 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Find out more at homecomfort.org. That's homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. We look forward to serving you at just the right temperature.
Hello, this is Mark with SuperClean. Is your wood, deck, or fence looking old and gray and showing its age? SuperClean's special three-step process will restore sun and weather-damaged fences and decks, making them look new again. Ask us about our new stain options, giving you a variety of beautiful wood finishes. Just go to SuperClean.com and view several of our amazing wood transformations. Then call us for a free estimate at 339-5882. That's 339-5882.
Well, I won't back down.
That's good. Don't back down.
No, I won't.
Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. You don't back down. You persevere. You're tenacious. 8:55 in the morning. It's Friday the 13th. And you know what? This day is just like any other day. If you're scared about it Friday the 13th, then you're probably scared about a lot of things. We're going to go to the phones here. Tracy, good morning.
Morning,
you've got
Tracy.
Something to say about the Olympics and the uniforms.
Oh, yeah. Good morning.
Morning.
And I'm going to try not to back down. But anyway, with regards to that, I don't necessarily agree with purchasing from China. The products were made in China, apparently. However, you know, everybody has products from China, so I'm not in total disagreement. I'm really my issue is these, the Democrats, Reid and Pelosi, commenting on it. And I just, to me, they're such hypocrites because I don't see them. I mean, that's private money through the Olympic team and so forth, purchasing those products. But then as opposed to Obama, for instance, purchasing buses out of the country, which probably cost 10 times the money. I don't see him making comments in the public with regards to that. I just wanted to point out that I find liberals pretty hypocritical with regards to some of these items. And I don't know if they're going to try and make hay because Romney is connected to the Olympics, was back in 2002 a little bit, or what they're doing. It just seems political now, and they're probably going to try and link it somehow to Romney. But anyway, that's just my comment on the subject.
Well, Tracy, thanks for your comment. And you're right. They've, Reid says we should burn these uniforms, yet you don't hear him say anything about the buses or the fact that, by the way, his armored car, I think, is made in Canada, too. He drives around in, or parts of, at least, I think it's put together there. But you're right. But, here's, for me.
Oh, we should burn the uniforms. And I'm going,
well, you know, I think it's probably, you know, if you're going to do that, if you're going to replace the uniforms, take the uniforms that you've got and then put them into the thrift care system so people
well,
can.
Yeah,
that's
anyway,
a great idea.
I don't have an issue with their uniforms. I have an issue with the comments by some of the liberals that want to. Make some political hay on it, it appears. Otherwise, why would they even say anything?
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for your call.
I think enough unrest. We are protesting from the United States, the Americans, that there's going to be – now is the time. Okay, let's rise up and tell them this is not acceptable.
Well, I don't think
it is. It is not acceptable to have our Olympians – wearing something that's not made in our country. A great story would be the ties were made out of Milwaukee by a group of, you know, how about the women's refuge there? Or the Women's Relief Association made the ties. And then the shirts were made somewhere in Iowa by some group of people who really needed the labor force, wanted to make it. There's pride in that. There's pride in having the jackets made someplace in another state where they can say, oh, this or this woman worked on every stitch on this jacket for this Olympian. And what great backstories and what great juice for Americans to feel pride instead of, oh, it was simple. Ralph Lauren designed them and boy, we made them in China. Uh-uh. It is not acceptable.
Okay. Well, I don't know what else to say on that one, except, you know what? You made a really good point here is, you know, they could show a woman making the jacket that and says, this is, I'm supporting the Olympics. And they could take that jacket that she made and it goes to an Olympian and that she sees who gets that jacket. Because, you know, they all come in different sizes. And, you know,
and they could pick different cities around the
country.
They
make the clothes here. They make the shoes here. They make everything here. But, of course, because Ralph Lauren is an American company. Oh, yeah, it was made in China.
BS.
You know what? I hope the Olympic flag at least is being made in the United States that they carry.
And then they could auction. If the Olympians they could auction the outfits afterwards.
Okay. We got to run. It's Friday. Following us is Shasta Startup with Kent Dagg. And then, of course, Bold Truth with Ed K. Blue and Wampus and the great shows we have lined up for this weekend.
And join us tomorrow night at Anselmo Vineyards. It's going to be fun. I've got Bob Cassendas, Andy Uli, and Lou White and myself. We're going to be out there from 6 to 9 singing and doing great jazz. And come join us. It'll be a gas.
We're going to have a good time out there. Have a great weekend, hon. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You've been listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
And I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my ground.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. Just days after Syria's president appeared willing to consider a new approach to peace, a new civilian massacre is reported. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern has reaction live in Washington.
A White House spokesman telling reporters aboard Air Force One further atrocities by Syrian President Bashar al-Assad should eliminate any doubt a coordinated response was necessary at the United Nations. This coming as regime opposition leaders say about 220 people, mostly civilians, were killed in a new massacre in the Hama region of Syria, a rebel stronghold. Syrian forces said to have used helicopter gunships and tanks in that attack. So far, all the UN has agreed to and is an observer mission in Syria. Lisa.
Jared, President Obama just arriving in Virginia for a campaign swing that includes stops at two high schools and a firehouse. Rising food prices, one of the things that can throw cold water on the economy. So there's a lot of concern about a drought in the Midwest. Fox Radio's Jennifer Kuiper has this line.